The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
Ons het op hierdie show so 2 weke terug gepraat oor huiswerk en ek het gesê, my kinders het ontsettend baie huiswerk. And it actually came back to haunt me over the weekend because normally we don't do homework on weekends, but we had so much homework, studying for tests, Fallon had a speech, James had to prep for a speech that's happening next week. It just felt like a lot. And I messaged the group and I was like, no, we've got to get to the bottom of this. Is it too much homework? Because I'm not like shouting out or talking down about my kids' school specifically, but I feel like it's a lot. And I don't think I'm the only one.
Hi, Robin Roos, Groot 1 juffrou hierso. Weet net, julle gaan nie backlash kry van die onderwysers nie. Ons voel julle pyn met die huiswerk. Is ons pyn ook. Weet net, dis nie ons wat huiswerkies in werk uitdink nie. Dit kom reguit van die onderwysdepartement af. Wees kwaad vir hulle, hoor. Dis hulle wat vir ons so oorlaai. Lekker middag.
Baie dankie, lekker middag vir jou ook. So, yeah, I mean, I've got no experience with this.
Yes.
I can't chime in and say how much homework is too much homework.
Mm.
I'm trying to think back to how much I did at school. And I also can't separate out of my brain how much was expected of me versus how much I actually did. Dis twee heel verskillende goed daai.
Always you, Rob Forbes. Always you. Maar ja, ek voel asof ons nou deur die week, hulle gaan slaap later, hulle het net meer en meer goed. En dan, dis nie eers om te praat van die naskoolse aktiwiteite en die musiekinstrumente ook nie.
The whole homework thing is actually so frustrating. So, I'm a primary school teacher and I do not give homework. And I do teach a main subject, I just don't give homework, I refuse. Because for the sheer fact of the kids get, a lot of the kids get home so late and now they get home at maybe 5 o'clock, maybe 7 o'clock. They still need to eat, still need to bath or shower, whatever. Sometimes we have students who have to take care of the younger siblings as well. And then the next day you want to, like teachers want to shout at the students for not doing their homework or give them demerits, but you don't understand the circumstances that they have. And I know when you're an adult and you have a job, things are expected of you to do for your job. And that's perfectly fine. But these are not adults, they are kids. And quite frankly, the reason a lot of teachers give homework is so that we can get through our annual teaching plan, which is already a stress for the teachers because sometimes even if we do give homework, we don't get through it. So, you know, I know a lot of, in some districts, you will have facilitators for your subjects who make it mandatory for you to give homework. So, yeah. I don't care, I just don't.
Just doesn't give homework. We're talking about homework this afternoon and whether or not the kids are doing too much.
Yeah, I just got a message in from Nicola about how her kid actually stays up on his own and does his homework until 8 p.m. and then has to get up the next morning for all of his sport. And dan het jy nog 'n heel dag by die skool. Like, it's hectic. It's like a job.
It is like a job, and that's exactly what this voice note says as well.
Ag, Rob en Ros, ek luister nou na julle story van die kinders met die huiswerk en die goed. Nou by my gaan dit net so dol. Ek is soos op 10,000 groepe, dis net alles atletiek, dis huiswerk. Die juffrou sê dit, daai ou sê dit, die een sê dit. Nou weet ek hoe voel die kinders en hulle het die hordes huiswerk om te doen, maar ek kan amper nie eens by een groep se goed byhou nie. So dit is nee, ek hou my hoed af van hierdie kinders, of wel vir die kinders, want die liewe vader alleen weet, my kop sal al lank al ontplof het, baie makkelijk.
Dit is precies hoe ek voel. Ek het gisteraan, nadat ek by die huis gekom het, vir James met sy Afrikaanse huiswerk gehelp, want daar is 'n toets, môre. And everything is in like different places, it's like a job. They have teams, they have Outlook,
wait,
they've got to get the emails.
What? No, Microsoft Teams.
Babes, Microsoft 365 is living.
Your child is in primary school. What do you mean he's on Teams?
He's on Teams.
And Outlook. Nia, shut up.
Nia, this is all right.
No ways.
It's a full-time gig being a school child. And I know that's the only responsibility. Maar hulle is nog klein, man.
You cannot, no one deserves to be on Teams. No one.
Yeah, but it's not just my kids and it's not just their school. Soos die juffrou gesê het 20 oor, dit is die departement, dit is die werk wat hulle moet deurkom. And you can't blame anyone, maar ons kan saam kla oor die situasie en dalk bietjie raad kry.
Yeah, we reached out to Laken Falster, who's a counseling psychologist. She specializes in education. And one of the things we ask her, why homework? Why?
Homework on the one hand has a lot of benefits. So for example, reinforcing learning or the development of study skills, preparation for future lessons, helping children to be accountable and take responsibility. And it allows for individualized learning. So learners can learn to work at their own pace and go over things at their own pace. It allows for parental involvement. So it provides a way for parents to stay involved in their child education. And it allows for academic improvements.
It makes sense. Like, you build those habits and the things you should do and set aside time, and you've got a responsibility and you've got a... Maar ek hoor vir jou, dit voel baie.
Teams!
Listen, we asked Laken as well for some top tips on how to be better at homework. We'll give you the highlights of that coming up next. We'll go and upload the entire conversation as a podcast. So if you're interested on how to help the kids a little bit better, maybe, jacarandfm.com/drive. We're busy talking how much homework is too much homework and are kids getting it? Dis die vraag vanmiddag. How's this for an interesting perspective? Deirdre. Hi, Rob and Roz. It's Deirdre. I'm living in the UK at the moment. Shout out for listening to us on the app.
Yeah.
She says, over here, things make so much more sense. My kids are in primary school. They only get homework once a week. It comes in on a Wednesday and then needs to be returned on Monday.
Yeah.
So jy weet, Woensdag is die dag wat dit inkom, Maandag is die dag wat dit teruggaan.
So jy het 5 dae, jy kan jou tyd bestee soos jy besluit om dit te doen, en dan Maandag gaan dit in.
Ja, yeah, and then teachers have got Monday and Tuesday to mark and get it back, and the next round can be sent out on Wednesday. Would that make your life easier if you knew that one day a week it was coming in and een dag moet dit in wees?
Mm.
Or do you think it's going to lead to frantic Sunday nights with mountains of homework?
Yeah, so we do get the opportunity at our school to kind of do it over a number of days.
Yeah.
But there is so much of it, you've got to work at it every day so that you don't have the Sunday scaries.
Yeah, fair actually. We asked Laken Falster, who's our counseling psychologist, she's an education specialist, just for a couple of general homework tips. These were the highlights. She gave us much more detailed information. We'll put the whole thing up as a podcast that you can go and check out on the website, but this is what she suggested.
What can parents do to, you know, to help children with the amount of work that they are getting? So create a structured routine is the first thing. Establish a consistent homework schedule for your child to help manage their time efficiently. Have a designated homework space for your child. You know, set up a quiet, well-lit area, free from distractions. Help break down tasks. So help your child to break down larger assignments into smaller, more manageable tasks. Encourage short breaks. So allow for short breaks between tasks to help them recharge and to maintain focus. So like a 5-minute break for every 20 to 30 minutes of work can be very beneficial. And I think, you know, those are the top and the key things that I can offer in terms of helping your children to manage their homework, which they are finding maybe overwhelming.
And can be overwhelming.
Yeah. In daai gedagte van break it up into little bits, hoe eet jy olifant? Een lepel op 'n slag. So yeah, it's really good to know that there are tips that can help us not feel so overwhelmed as parents and kids. And we've got a full list of the tips, and the whole podcast is up of the chat that we had with Laken Falster, the educational psychologist. It's up on jacarandafm.com/drive. Alles is daar.
The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.